We have got the beautiful Leah Moore on the on air with us at the moment. So, Leah, good morning, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. We've got a long weekend here over here in Perth, so it's WA Day. We celebrate tomorrow, so we've got an extra day. So we are
just
feeling it. Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. It's a Sunday, and you're actually based in, you're in Queensland at the moment, so you're a couple of hours ahead of us, aren't you?
Yeah, it's actually 1 o'clock here on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to think, you know, the different time zones, and you're only just across the...
Across the way. Leah, let's talk about you and your music journey. Now, how long have you been sort of releasing music now?
Releasing music? Mm-hmm. Only since last year. So I released my first single in May.
Yep.
I think it's May now. Oh, my gosh, it's almost 12
months.
Music, I have, you know, I've always sung since I was a little girl.
Yep.
I guess it's the same story as everyone else, but I didn't actually start getting into it professionally until my cousin entered me into a competition. I think that was in 2013.
Yeah.
And it kind of all went from there because I was very, very, very shy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to sing in front of anyone. I thought I'd be an actress.
Okay.
No, weird, right? But now when I get on stage, I'm like, oh, this is actually what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Right. You put the game face on, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So which achievement are you most proud of?
Would be releasing my EP.
Yep.
You know, that came out in January to kick off the Tamworth Country Music Festival.
Yep.
And on the back of that, I was able to be a grand finalist of Toyota Starmaker.
I know.
Amazing opportunity.
That's 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
Fantastic. That is amazing. That's a real achievement in itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always wanted to do it. It's always been a huge goal for me. So that and my debut EP, definitely up the top.
Yeah, beautiful. And tell us what's your inspiration for your music.
Look, I've listened to a lot of different music over time. I you know, I grew up with Dixie Chicks and, you know, Garth Brooks, Leanne Bryan, Shania Twain.
Yeah.
One of my biggest inspirations, and I actually didn't know until recently, I was listening to some really old school Shania Twain. I'm like, my gosh, some of her old music, like Get Out of Here, is so in line with what I'm doing right now. So I guess you know the 90s country is kind of what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So I draw a lot from that as well.
Beautiful. All right, so tell us a little bit about, because we're just about to play Ain't Your Girl No More, which is your latest release.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that before we play it.
Yeah, sure. So the song came to me actually probably maybe 18 months ago before mm-hmm. we actually released it.
Yep.
I was working with my producer and also at the time, and I still do a bit of work with as well now, HSF Artist Services, and we were just trying to, I was writing at the time and we were trying to find something, you know, that really fit in my laneway. And this was actually one of the first songs I heard, and I knew I wanted to record it, and the guys loved it, and it was actually written by some really amazing artists.
Yep.
Jesse Lee, Forrest Whitehead, and also Kelsey Ballerini, which was crazy. I didn't know at the time, but we came across the song by just searching through and seeing what I could, what would best fit in my laneway, and it was just the perfect song.
Beautiful. So, look, I'd love you to introduce this song for us, Leah.
Okay. Well, this is my latest single, Ain't Your Girl No More, and I am so excited to play for you all.